I'm talking to you about being redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. And I started this last week, and I'm probably going to stay on it 2 or 3 weeks. Glory to God. Isn't God good? Isn't he good? Didn't you enjoy these this morning? Hallelujah. We have such talent in abundant living. We just have such talent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to tell you something. The most powerful thing that exists in this world is the Word of God. God is. Watch this. Money is not the most powerful thing in the world. It's the Word of God. Some people think it's money or knowledge or beauty or whatever, but it's the Word of God. It's rich. The Bible says it's alive and full of power. Alive and full of power. Glory to God. You understand that? This word is alive and it's full of power. And if you'll put it in, it'll heal. It'll do what it's sent to do. You understand that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to start saying what you want to see. Start saying what you want to see instead of what you're seeing. You understand that? If the word is full of power and you put that word in your mouth and begin to say what that, you're putting power in your mouth. And bless God, as you do that, that begins to change things. It will. Hallelujah. It will. Glory to God. You can change your whole situation. Somebody was talking to me about somebody not reading the word. And I remember when Roy, we had come out of a church that didn't necessarily teach all this. And he wasn't as excited about the word as I thought he ought to be. So I, you know, how much good do you think that did? The Lord said to me once, about the time I get him to where he'll do what I want him to do, you open your big mouth and he gets rebellious against me. Now, people, you think, well, God wouldn't talk to you like that. Well, he did me. I tell you, I thought, whoa, okay, Lord. He said, if you'll shut your mouth, I'll show you a miracle. I thought, Lord, if I shut my mouth, it'd be a miracle. So, you know, sometimes I'd go to bed. And he'd think I was mad, but I wasn't mad. I just couldn't shut up. You don't pray. You don't read your Bible. One time I said to him, you don't pray. Evelyn and I pray. I said, I don't hear you. He said, I'm not talking to you. Now I'm just telling you where we came from. Hallelujah. Bless God. So when I shut up and begin to say what the word says, I begin to say, Roy hungers and thirsts for the word of God. He hungers and thirsts for righteousness. He just can't get enough of it. I mean, he is so hungry for the word of God. He reads the word continually. You say, that's lying. No, it's not. I'm calling those things that be not as though it were. And pretty soon he got his Bible, began to read, and he's been reading it ever since. Hallelujah. Bless God. And that man is a treasure. He's a treasure. Words control your health. They will. Words will control your money. You ought to be saying every morning when you get up, money, come to me now in Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. You ought to be saying, sickness and disease, you can't live on my body. Get out. Healing, come to me now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tell those things what you want them to do. Hallelujah. That'll change your world. God said, let there be. And it was. And we're supposed to copy Jesus and say what he says. Are we not? Ooh, glory. Come on, people. This will change your life if you'll do it. Hallelujah. See, we just want God to do it. Just, here I am, God. Lay it on me. Do whatever, Lord, but don't ask me to do nothing. And see, God gave us our part. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 4, 10 through 12, it said, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Remember last week I talked to you about Caleb and Joshua and what they said? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I love this. I don't know if you're getting anything out of this yet, but I am. I know what's coming. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, in Numbers 13:27, and they told him and said, we came into a land whither thou hast sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. See, but Lord, don't you know that the doctor said it's cancer? Lord, that's big. Don't you know? I see that one always seems to stop everybody. Cancer and Alzheimer's. You know, my goodness, there's a bigger C. His name is Christ Jesus. There's a bigger A. His name is Almighty. Hallelujah. So don't be telling God who lives there. See, this whole thing, if you didn't get it last week, get the CD or go online and listen to it, where we talked about You know, they were to take the land. And our land, we're to take the land. And our land are the promises of God. Their giants were the Anakims and all the other ites. Our giants is sickness and disease and poverty and lack of peace. Hallelujah. You understand? That's what our giants are. And he said, how long are you going to put up with this junk? In the King James, it says, how long will you halt? But we don't talk like that anymore. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. See, sometimes we'll just tell the Lord all kinds of stuff that happened. That's quick, and I'm going to take it out. That we'll tell the Lord, you know, about all the problems. He knows the problems. Don't go telling God how big the mountain is. Go tell the mountain how big your God is. But you know why people don't do that? Because they don't believe it. And they don't believe it because they don't read the word and put the word in them and make that word first place. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able. I tell you this morning, we are well able to possess our healing. You understand? We are well able to possess what God promised. But the men that went up with him said, we're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report. See, when you don't bring what God says, God calls it an evil report. Hallelujah. If you're complaining and talking the problem, you're given an evil report and you are discouraging those around you. Hallelujah. We need to pray that God make us a blessing and not a discouragement. The land through which we have gone to search it is the land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw there are men of great stature. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you've got something, a physical problem in your body this morning, or even a financial problem that is so big, you know, when you begin to see yourself smaller than that, oh, come on, people, do you know who's in you? If he's in you, the answers are all there, and that's bigger than whatever is coming against you. You understand that? You've got to see yourself not as a grass. You're going to call me some bug? Not on your life. Hallelujah. Bless God. I may have legs like a grasshopper, but bless God, I'm a powerful lady. Hallelujah. When I was a kid, they called me all kinds of things, bird legs and bug legs and, things like that. Some of that stuff will try to stick on you, but bless God, I'm a powerful woman of God. You understand that because I got the word of God in me. You're powerful, and begin to say that. Hallelujah. And don't ever see yourself as a bug or as anything else. See yourself as a woman, a man of God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Power of God working in you. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I can't be little because I got the big one on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Bless God, see that, because God said that's who you are. Hallelujah. And see, it's so easy to say what the world says you are. Hallelujah. For years, I made just excuses. My legs got a little bigger as I got older, but you know, when I was little, I looked like a stick. And the kids made fun of me. And so it was easy for me to pick that up and make fun of myself so you couldn't. You know, I'd just tell you what was wrong with me before you told me. You know, hallelujah. So bless God. You got to learn to change that. You know, that mindset, that thinking, that stronghold in your mind. Beth said this week, we need to put a stronghold of healing in our mind. We need a stronghold of deliverance in our mind. We need a stronghold of being free from the junk of this world. Hallelujah. Pull that down. Build yourself a stronghold of fortitude there. You know, where we say when the devil tries to put something on you, say, I ain't going there today. Uh-uh. In Jesus' name. You know what? You don't always have to have what the doctor said you have. I've seen plenty of time when people have gone to the doctor. I got a friend who had a report that her liver had shut down, her kidneys had almost shut down, and her liver was affected, and it wasn't working. And she went to the doctor. They sent her for some tests. The doctor gave her that report. But when she got there, they found everything was working. You understand? She wouldn't receive that. You know what? Don't receive that into you. Hallelujah. You know, maybe you got a thought in your head that, well, my family's always been poor and dumb, and so I'll just be poor and dumb. Get rid of that. That makes you a grasshopper in your own sight. Hallelujah. Bless God. Don't matter what they did back there. I'm a new creation. Hallelujah. I've changed families. My DNA is different. Hallelujah. Come on, say glory. Glory. Hallelujah. in Numbers 14, 6 through 10, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spoke unto all the country, the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord, come on, come on, are you not excited this morning? Hallelujah, come on, look at that, you're probably just absorbing, but let's get a little excited about this. If the Lord delight in us, does the Lord delight in you?
Yes.
Hallelujah, he said, I'm the apple of his eye. Glory to God. He delights in me. If the Lord delights in me, then he'll bring me into this land and give it to me. He'll give me the healing that he already purchased. A land that flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bread for us. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got a lump on you? Just cause it to eat itself. Hallelujah. I mean, tell the thing, just put the healing on it and just let it be bread for that thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Their defense has departed from them. Do you understand that anything's against God, its defense has departed from them? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, fear them not. Fear not that junk. Don't fear the words of the doctor. Don't fear what the test has shown. Don't fear it. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. What was the difference between Caleb and Joshua and the rest of the people? It was their words. It was their words. Glory to God. Who got into the promised land? Joshua and Caleb. What happened to the rest of them? They died in the wilderness. What was the difference? What they said. Glory to God, their words. Your labor is not physical labor. I'm not telling you to go out and, you know, he said labor not, so have the people quit their job. No. You need to work. But your labor is in the word. The word will change the image on the inside of you. Hallelujah. See, that's what you got to do. Take that word till it changes that image on the inside of you. Say it until it changes. It'll show you who you are, whose you are, what's in you, and how to get it. What's yours and what, how to get it. Hallelujah. Then you'll start speaking some stuff. You'll believe and speak. The devil wants to take you to the future and get you always talking about the future. Religion always tries to keep you in the future. Well, one day I'm going to get healed. I'm going to get healed one day. With God, do you understand with God there's no future or past? There's only now. Come on. Hallelujah. Time was made for man. You understand that? God is eternal. He's the eternal. No beginning, no end, no time. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. When you deal with God, we got to deal with him on his terms, not ours. Some people trying to dictate to him what's what. But he said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. When? When you pray. When you pray. When you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. Hallelujah. It didn't say when you feel. Didn't say when you see. No, he said, when you pray, believe, regardless of how you feel or see. Hallelujah. When I pray, I grab hold of that thing and glory to God, it's mine. And devil, you're not taking it, and I'm not going to talk the problem, and I'm not going to do that. In Jesus' name, I'm taking my healing. Hallelujah. The moment I pray, God is in the now, and he'll answer now. You understand that? Hallelujah. You may not see it now, but he can't answer later because there ain't no later in him. Come on. Hallelujah. There is no later in him. He is in the now. Glory to God. Becky, it's good to see you, honey. Hallelujah. Bless God. Sorry about that. I just haven't seen her in a while. It's good to see her. Hallelujah. When he answers your prayer, he answers it in the spirit right away. But you have to believe you receive it in order for you to see it manifested. Do you understand that? It comes from the unseen realm into the seen realm. So you have to believe you receive it. And not let the devil talk you out of the point where you believe you receive it. Hallelujah. Did that make sense to you? Hallelujah. You hold fast to the promise without wavering. For he who promised is faithful to do it.
Amen.
That's what he said. Hold fast to the promise without wavering. Don't go up and down. Don't be in doubt. You get hold of that promise. Because he who promised is he's faithful. He'll do it. You understand? He'll do it. Glory to God. Sometimes, you know what? If you, and sometimes as you get a little more mature, You know, you'll get a something, you know, a little pain or a knot or something, you know. The world calls it something, something. But anyway, you know, now, you know, oh, I know, you're just so spiritual. You never had a pain or anything. And you're also young that you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you something. Every now and then something will come. Now, are you going to take that? Are you going to curse it? Are you going to take the problem, or are you going to grab hold of the answer and hold on to it? Hallelujah. And sometimes you've got to hold and hold and hold and hold. But get your grip, glory to God, and just determine you're not letting go. I'm telling you, God, what you promised me, I'm not letting go, because you said you'd do it. You told me to bring you, put you in remembrance of what you promised me. So I remind you, you promised me healing, and this pain has to go now. Sometimes when you do that, it'll get worse. In the natural, it'll look like it's worse. So what do? Lay down and cry and snivel and snot around? No. You get up and say, devil, you get your hands off me. I receive that. If you got to write yourself down a date, and write it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This September 29th, 2013, I received my healing, and I'm not backing off of it. Amen. Let me ask you, is cancer bigger than God? Yeah. Were the giants bigger than God? Yeah. Did God already promise them the promised land?
Yes.
Has he already promised you healing?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Did he say, as your days are, so shall your strength be?
Yes.
Did he say it? Do you believe it?
Yes.
Then act like it. Put it in your mouth. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. You know, we all got to be reminded. Hallelujah. I have to be reminded something. Because when it hurts, I want to complain. Hallelujah. I want to talk. I want to just tell Roy about my mountain. Hallelujah. Because you know what? That Roy, he's wonderful. If you got an ache or pain, he'll just help you. I mean, if he knows it. So I don't dare tell him sometimes, because he'd make me worse, you know, because he just loves me. He's trying to help me. Bless God. But, you know, I remember when my kids, they used to say, where's the poor little Greg? And bless your little heart. What's wrong with you, Mom? But I'd say to them, you know how to get healed. Now get in the Word. Hallelujah. You say, well, where's your compassion? Once I get healed, I'll give them all the love they want. But that compassion, all that, I shouldn't have said compassion, it's pity. You know what? All that pity will get you nothing. You understand? Glory to God. Pity will absolutely get you nothing. If I could get them healed pitying them, I'd just get down on the floor and cry and pat them and do all kinds of things. But the way to get them healed is to teach them the Word of God and have them stand on that. Then when they get healed, you rejoice and love on them. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. So what blocks a lot of people is condemnation. Enemy will remind you of your past. Are you getting anything out of this? Okay, good. Hallelujah. Even if I stop and wave to people I know. Sorry about that. Can you imagine Pastor Kevin do that? He'd never do that. Well, I'm getting more polished as I go. Just hang on. Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Some of these statements are in faith, you know. Hallelujah. Religion will, you know, it'll say someday. But this is, you know, this is not something. It just won't happen if you don't press in. And that's what I want to get you to do. Press in. If you're just playing, you won't make it here. I want to talk to somebody who wants to get their healing back.
Amen.
Come on. I want to talk to somebody who wants to get their finances back.
Hallelujah.
Wants to get their family back. Hallelujah. Wants to get their health back. Come on. Hallelujah. Am I talking to the right crowd this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to talk to somebody who's willing to stand up and fight and not cave in. Hallelujah. Bless God, I want to talk to somebody who's not playing church or trying stuff. I think I'll try that. You better not. I mean, don't try it, because you won't make it. Hallelujah. You got to do this. You understand? Get hold of the Word and do it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:25 says, I am he that blotteth out my transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. Who said that? God did. These are your promises. And if the enemy can keep you thinking about your past, you won't get the promises. He can tell you 1,000 reasons why you shouldn't get healed. Hallelujah. If your past is condemning you, you can bet you are not partaking of the promises. Hallelujah. And you know what? It says that if your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart. Hallelujah. If you get some condemnation in there, just remember, God's greater than your heart. So I did something that caused what come on me. Bless God. God forgave me. He knew about that. He already forgave me. He already healed me. He purchased the healing for me. You understand? He did it on Calvary. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's already done. So just receive it. Hallelujah. You listen to the devil. People say, well, the devil's been talking to me all week. Well, some people even say, bless his holy name. They forget who they're talking about. Come on. That was a joke. What are you doing listening to the devil? Shut him up. Take the word of God and shut his mouth. Hallelujah. Bless God. These are your promises. If your past is condemning you, I'm telling you, go against that. Hebrews 10:16 says, this is the covenant. I love this. I love this. This is the covenant I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Amen. God is not remembering them. So you stop it. Remember in Kings when the lady said, all is well. I taught you about that last week. That let the prophet raise him up. It's according to your words. What if she'd have said, but he's plumb dead? He'd have stayed dead. Hallelujah. She kept saying, all is well. Hallelujah. I believe the time is coming when people who die before their time are going to be raised up. Hallelujah. The church is getting stronger, people. Hallelujah. And this is not just something we're saying. Hallelujah. We're beginning to get a vision. And people are beginning to get revelation they never had before. Opening up their hearts to see things they never saw before. Hallelujah. But you got to be willing to move out of that rut you've been sitting in. Hallelujah. And let God speak to you. Hallelujah. Remember, I told you that the curse has three parts. Poverty, sickness, and disease, and spiritual death. Early death is under the curse. Do you see that if the Lord promised you healing and long life, then he's redeemed you from early death, the sickness that led to early death, the accident that led to early death. You understand? Hallelujah. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful, and not just faithful, but he's just to forgive us of our sins, not just forgive us, but to cleanse us, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. He's willing to do that. He did that at Calvary. Hallelujah. Bless God. The devil is trying to bring up your past. But God is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If you got a spot on you and you wash it off, and pretty soon, you know, you get something to wash that off, and you can't see the spot. But somebody comes up and says, I remember you had a spot there. I mean, isn't that stupid to listen to somebody that's dumb enough to come up and say that to you? Come on. Hallelujah. I used to be spotted. I'm not anymore. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. So I can get healed, not because of who I am, not because of what the mistakes I've made, but because of who Jesus is. He made no mistakes. Hallelujah. He perfectly did the work. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, God will forget it, forgive you and forget it. Once I've confessed my sin, I can stand and say I've never done anything wrong. I mean, half the church would fall out if you stood up and said that. I've never done anything wrong. Well, I prayed in there. I confessed everything I knew to confess before I ever got here. Hallelujah. I prayed and cleansed my heart. So I can say to you this morning, I've never done anything wrong. Hallelujah. Come on, find me some proof. Hallelujah. Oh, you might find some people who say, I remember you when, but you can't find one place where it's written down in the spirit that I ever did anything wrong, because it's under the blood. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew, I can give you some scripture for that. Paul said, I've wronged no man. When you confess it, the word forgiveness has to do with purging or cleansing. Oh, I love it. I love it. Hallelujah. It has to do with purging. Cleansing. Hallelujah. It's expound from your record and your life. Do you understand that? It's gone. Sometimes the devil accuses me. I say, come on, produce some proof. Get me up some proof here if you got any. Come on, where's it written down that I ever sinned? Come on, give me some proof. You say, well, how can you talk to, you can talk to the devil if you know he's under your feet. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I'm seated with heavenly places. In heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So that makes the devil under my feet. Keep looking down, honey. He's under your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you talk to him, look down at him. He's not up there someplace. He's down there under my feet. I even heard one man say, if you want to give him a message, write it on the bottom of your shoe. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's found from your record in your life. And God treats you like you never did anything wrong. You understand that? Why do we need to know this? Because unrighteousness, unworthiness, guilt and shame will bring weakness to your spirit. It'll weaken your spirit. Then you won't be able to stand until your healing manifests. You won't be able to resist the temptation and sin. You can't resist in your mind. The devil beat you up. You understand that? I'm just going to resist him with my mind. Well, you can't do it. Resistance comes out of your spirit. It's a shield of faith. Faith comes out of your spirit. The word of God in your spirit produces faith. You understand that? Oh, I love that. And that gives you strength to resist. Hallelujah. When are you going to believe you receive? When you pray. So the moment you pray, believe you receive, even though you may not see it, even if you're still in pain. So what do? You stay in the Word. You stand on the Word. Thank God for the Word. Father, I thank you because I believe I receive my healing now. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us. Now this is Paul talking. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. I thought, Paul, you big liar. I can show you right in the Word. I can take you to Acts where you punished and persecuted Christians. So why are you lying like that? Hallelujah. Did you ever think that when you first got saved and read that? This is Paul talking. Paul who put Christians to death, who threw them in jail just because they were Christians. And here he's saying, I've wronged no man. How can he say that? Once you confess your whole glory, come on. Hallelujah. Get a little happy, will you? Hallelujah. This is good. Hallelujah. Once you confess your sin, you have a right to say, I haven't done anything wrong. Keep saying that. If you say it enough, you'll build confidence in your spirit. Now, religious spirits hate this. I don't know how you can preach this, sister. You know what? There was some stuff that I preached years ago that they got on to me about, and I backed off of it. But God is beginning to show this to people now. We're beginning to get revelation that people didn't have back then. Pastors who came against me for teaching some of this stuff, bless God. I'm still here. Hallelujah. Still teaching it. Glory to God. I picked that back up. Hallelujah. Now, most of those pastors are gone a long time ago, so you wouldn't have any idea who they are. But if you say that enough, you're going to build confidence in your spirit. I've never done anything wrong. You build that into your spirit. All the weakness in your spirit will leave. And you'll be speaking to storms and bold as a lion. You'll get your prayers answered right away. You can pray for people and they'll get healed. You understand that? Hallelujah. See, if you're going to pray for people and expect them to get healed, you that are on the prayer team and you come up here to pray, you got to believe that God's going to answer you. You don't come up there just hoping. You don't come up there looking at the situation. I mean, bless God, several weeks ago I told you I went to pray for that man who was partially conscious. He was just out of it, and led him in the sinner's prayer. He told me later, he said, I don't even remember you. He said, can you imagine? He didn't remember me. I thought I made a bigger impression than that. Hallelujah. But bless God, he got saved. I didn't look at what I saw. I was talking to his spirit. Now he's in church every Sunday morning. I see him back there. Hallelujah. Saved and sanctified and filled the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. So you need to be strong. You know what? I'm telling you, people, we're going to need to know some of this stuff as these times come. I mean, bless God, it gets darker out there. Has anybody noticed? Hallelujah. You know, but God said he'd take care of us. This word is for us, and it's for us, through all times. God knew end times were coming. He knew how black it's going to get, but the blacker the night, the brighter the light. And where you go in, bless God, you take light. It may be a small light, but it's a light. Glory to God. And you can go in a cave and light a little match, and you can see it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. We have the light of God in us, and it's bright and it's shining. Oh, glory. And we're to change this world. We're to stand on the promises. But we're going to have to know how to claim our promises and stand on it and not get discouraged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just keep saying it. You know, and you'll begin to pray for people and they'll get healed. And some of you are doing that. I hear testimonies of people who go and bless God, lay hands on people, and they get saved, they get healed, they get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We're changing. We're changing this part of... Did you understand that? We're changing this whole area. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God is being taught. And we're not the only church in town. There's other churches that are teaching the Word. But bless God, we're not to look around and see what somebody else is doing. We're just supposed to do what God called us to do. Once you release your faith, it's done. You don't have to look. Just walk away believing it's done. And you know what? You that go to the hospitals to pray for people, that's what you got to do. You walk away believing it's done. You may not have seen a thing. It may not have looked like Pastor Bev told about a man who sat in the front seat and glared at her the whole service. And then when it was done, he stood up and bent over and he had a rod in his back and he couldn't bend. He couldn't do any of that. She thought he was just angry. But bless God, the word of God went in there and cut that loose and he was healed. Hallelujah. She never laid a hand on him. He was just healed because she spoke the word. You understand? Hallelujah. Bless God. We're going to see more and more miracles. And I'm seeing them. I don't know about you. I'm tired of saying we're going to have this. We're going to do that. We're going to see this. I want to see it now. Glory to God. So in my spirit, I see it. Hallelujah. And once I see it, I can have it. But let me tell you something. And you probably already know this, but what you behold, you become. Listen to me. What you behold, you become. If you look at junk all day, that's what you're going to become. Bless God, if you behold the word, you're going to become more like Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, how long are you going to be slack? When are you going to get the rest of your inheritance? You got your salvation. Maybe you even got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you even got some deliverance. But I'm going to tell you something. You need to go in and take it all. Hallelujah. He has promised deliverance. He's promised security. He's promised peace. Hallelujah. He's promised victory. He's promised prosperity. He's promised all that. Hallelujah. He didn't need to do anything for himself. He already had it all. He did it for us. Hallelujah. Bless God. How long are you going to put up with all that fear? Hallelujah. How long are you going to put up with the torment in the night? Hallelujah. How long are you going to put up with that? How long will you let the devil occupy your land? Get him off your land. Hallelujah. Bless God. And you know what? Maybe you're in the middle of standing. Bless God. That's great. Just stand there for it. That's what the word says. We're not preaching condemnation because you haven't seen the manifestation yet. But I'm going to tell you something. It's coming and you know it's yours. Hallelujah. Same God that healed the cancer can heal eyes. The same God who healed, delivered me from fear can get me out of a mess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the mess of my making. Do you understand? Sometimes I've made the mess. I told you, first 10 years I saved, I felt like God went behind me with a little swish broom, cleaning up my mess. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you never made one, but I made a few in my time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've taught things that embarrass me now. I think, oh my goodness. That's when I first started. Hey, I taught some stuff. Glory. I started teaching 6-year-olds. And in the church I come out of, they taught some things that wasn't true. It wasn't right. Took me years to dig all that out. See, when I got saved, I was so hungry for God. I tried everything else. I didn't have any feeling, but I knew there was there some to be had. And I mean, I was after God. So we went to the fair. I signed up for everybody that had a tent out there. Church of Christ, Seventh-day Adventist, the Baptist. I mean, I just signed up for everything. They were coming to my house. Teach me all this stuff. Well, some of it I knew wasn't right. But it took me years to dig that out. You know, thank God you're in a place where the truth is taught and you're seeing some of this vision. Hallelujah. So get the devil off your land. How long are you going to let him occupy your mind? Depression. You know, you'll get going just fine and you'll think you're just doing great. And you'll go along without any depression for maybe as much as 3 months. And then all of a sudden, you're back in the hole. Hallelujah. Well, I'm here. Give me your hand. I'll pull you out of the hole. Jesus is here to pull you out of the hole. Hallelujah. But you know what? We're just Jesus with flesh on it. You know, and I'm not telling you I'm Jesus. Don't write me no dirty letters, okay? I'm telling you Jesus is in me. Hallelujah. And he uses man to reach his hand out to people. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he uses us? Luke 15, verse 20. And this is talking about the prodigal son. I want you to see how clean you are. Hallelujah. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet afar off, a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now, can you imagine this kid had been in the pig pen? He probably stunk, but the father didn't care. Some of us had been in the pig pen when he called us. He wrapped his arms around us and forgave us anyway. You understand how much he loves us and he cleansed us. Hallelujah. And the son said to the father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight and am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Hallelujah. You understand? He just stopped the kid. He saw his heart. He just stopped him and said, you know, I mean, he just welcomed me back. And the father was looking for him. Hallelujah. He's looking for you. He's not mad at you. He's not up there ready to hit you the first mistake you made. He'll set you back up on your feet and get you going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he cut the calf, blood flowed. He's now cutting a new covenant. You understand? Oh, I love it. Hallelujah. The blood cleansed everything. And the father treated the son like he'd never sinned, didn't he? I mean, he didn't say, you dirty little dog. You go and sit in the corner. You know, you're going to have to sit there a while because you've done some mess here. You've wasted money. You've done all that. Father never mentioned that. He never mentioned it when I came to him either. Glory to God. Understand? He never said, I'm going to go stand in the corner till you get over some of this stuff. He said, no, come on. I'm going to take you just like you are. I'll fix you. May take me years because you aren't as pliable as you ought to be, but bless God, I'll fix you. Don't that make you cry? Bev, does that make you want to cry? She never cries. I always bawl. Hallelujah. Bless God. You know, when you think how messed up we were, and we came to him, and he never mentioned it. He never once said to me, you're a mess. Bless God. He just said, come unto me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Let God treat you like you never sinned. God forgot it. Why don't you? You cannot get the promises if you're condemned. Remember, I told you, condemnation weakens your soul and affects your body. Yes, you failed. You missed it. But God has forgiven you. Hallelujah. And I want to remind you of something. People say, well, I know he forgave me until I got saved, but yeah, I messed up since I got saved. How about future sins? Well, honey, when Jesus went to the cross, all your sins were future sins. You understand that? And I want to tell you something else. And I've told you this before, but I love it. When the men in the Old Testament would bring the heifer or the bull or whatever they were going to sacrifice for their sins, and they would bring a bull without blemish or a heifer without blemish or whatever they were supposed to bring, they'd bring it and it'd be without blemish. And the priest never once looked at the man, said, man, you're messed up. He examined the animal. He examined the sacrifice. Oh, glory to God, you understand? He examined the sacrifice. Never looked at the man. When you came, hallelujah, and when you come after you've messed up and you've been saved, but you're still messed up, and when you come, he don't examine you. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. You understand? He never even looks at you. He looks at your sacrifice, hallelujah, and your sacrifice is perfect. Yeah. He's without blemish, hallelujah, glory. I'm telling you, I just can't understand. I'm the only one that gets excited about this. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. How, are you excited about that? Doesn't that light your fire? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the Father forgot it, why don't you forgive it? Or forget it. I'm sorry. I'll do that again. If the Father forgot it, why don't you forget it? I've wronged no man. Agree with God and say just like he did. By his stripes, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. Why? Why did he do that? Why did he redeem us? That the blessing of Abraham might come on me, the Gentiles, through Jesus Christ, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. See, Christ took your sins and mine and our sickness. You know what? We can be brought out of that place of bondage. And those things that were loosed on the earth because of Adam's transgression. You understand that? Adam brought a lot of junk on this world. But Jesus came and he bought all back that Adam lost. And he turned around and gave it to us. No, he said, I've given you the promises. I have given you the promises. Now you go take them. Now we can be in the earth, but we can be separate and apart from the world and the calamity of the curses that come on this earth. Hallelujah. See, I'll never be hungry. I mean, I may get hungry, but I'll never have food. You know, I'll never be hungry where I don't have food to eat. Because David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. I'll always have something to eat. You understand? I'll always have clothes to wear. I'll always be safe as long as I believe God for safety. The devil might roll your van four times and try to kill you, but God's got his hand on you, and the angels will show up. Hallelujah. If you confess that. If you believe for that. Hallelujah. So we can be a part of this world. Remember I told you it's like an umbrella. We got an umbrella. It's over us. Hallelujah. That covenant of protection. Hallelujah. We're redeemed from the curse. But they're not automatic. You know, we're not automatically. We got to use some faith. You got to get that word down into your spirit, into your mind, and let it get in there so that it produces faith and you can call on that when you need it. And if you are Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. If you belong to Jesus, how many of you belong to Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. Looks like about all of you. Then you're Abraham's seed and your heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. Whatever God promised Abraham, I can have. But there are going to have to be faith applied to our lives and the promises to take advantage of it. Do you see that? What is faith? In Hebrews 11:1, it'll be up there in the Amplified. I think I'll read it to you. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. See, when I claim that, bless God, it's just as real to me as if I saw it. And sometimes you'll be believing for several years and all of a sudden it'll come and you think, why am I not excited? I got excited back there when I received it. Now look at Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. See, so you've got to have faith. He said, you know, if you don't have faith, you're going to have to use your faith to get it. So he said, each man is given the measure of faith and you're to, you know, make that muscle bigger. Use that word. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists. It's not enough that people say, oh yeah, I know there's a God. I know there's a higher power. I know. But you've got to believe that he's a rewarder to those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. He's not a subtractor. He's not a divider. Hallelujah. He always adds and multiplies. Do you see that it's not enough just to believe that God exists? We're going to have to believe he's a rewarder if I diligently seek him. So faith is the substance and it's evidence of things you can't see with the natural eye. That tells me there's something there. But you can't see it yet. Hallelujah. I got something. When she said, he asked, who's rich? But man, I see it. I see it. Hallelujah. I could raise my hand in faith. You know, I don't see it in my checkbook yet, but I see it. I see myself writing $10,000 checks. I see myself. I see it. Hallelujah. I see myself paying off somebody's house and they don't even know who paid it off. Hallelujah. I see myself buying some unwed mother or some single mother a car when she don't have a car or sending a refrigerator out there. Hallelujah. Bless God, I see myself giving and giving way beyond what I'm able to do in the natural. Now, you may not conceive all that money in my bank account. Hallelujah. Bless God, but in the spirit, I see it. Now, do I have to see where it's coming from? Uh-uh. Because if I looked around and see where it's coming from, you know what? If I had a need, I wouldn't tell you. Come on, I didn't say that to be smart. But you know what? I talk like I got lots and lots of money. I try to give like I got lots and lots of money. You know what? People sometimes are amazed when they come to my house and see, I thought you lived in a mansion. No, I just visit there every now and then. But I want to live like I'm a child of the King. I want to give like I'm very, very wealthy. Hallelujah. Bless God. Does this make sense? Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. So faith is substance. It is evidence of things you can't see with the natural eye. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith, it only comes one way. By hearing and hearing of the Word of God. So you may have heard it, not acted on it, or maybe you've never heard it. So let's remember that our promised land are the promises of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we've not received the promises because the devil has painted some defective pictures in our mind of what God has said. He's distorted some things. So we have to erase some lies. Whoo, aren't you glad that the blood of Jesus is a good eraser? Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to see that you have a sure foundation that'll take us to another level. My goal, and this is really my goal, that everybody that sits in these classes will know how to walk in the Spirit. Most of the church has been carnal at best. You know, I mean, I'm talking about the church world. But if we're going to get you up there, we're going to have to feed you at another level, you know? And I want to go past where we've been, you understand? And push you out into where you're not comfortable. Hallelujah. See, some things you hear and you think, oh, I can't go along with that, Lord. And then all of a sudden you begin to examine it and tear that scripture apart and meditate on it. And all of a sudden you see some things you didn't see before. I want to pull all that old religious junk out of you. So there's not a religious demon that can sit here anymore. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to put you on a level where no one misunderstands or misconstrues what I'm saying. And you know what? I don't want to go past the new ones who are just learning. But don't get discouraged. You know, if you don't see what you're believing for instantly, God doesn't want a bunch of carnal babies. We're about to grow up quickly and get some quick answers, I believe. But stand. Be willing to stand. Someone said, how long you got to stand? Well, stand till you don't have to stand anymore. Hallelujah. What would you be doing otherwise? Come on. Hallelujah. You know what? You just need to make the most of your time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe we're in end times and we can't stay baby Christians like we did years ago. Hallelujah. You understand that? Hallelujah. Pastor Bev, come and get that microphone and come up here with me. Hallelujah. Bless God. Now I want you to get your mind centered on God because God's about to do some things. For the last 2 weeks, I've been teaching you how to claim the promises. And I've told you what God's done for you and how that you can get what you need based on what he's done, not based on your actions or your lack of. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to believe God. Now, come on. I believe this is God this morning. I want you to believe God for something past what you have been able to believe for before. Come on, he said, stretch your tents. You know, stretch out your cords. Hallelujah. Come on, push yourself to another level. There's some things that God has spoken to you about and you haven't seen it. Push yourself to another level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, I thought this was a healing class. It is. You can get healed. Hallelujah. Some of you may have already got healed. Just check yourself. But I'm going to tell you something. God wants to push you past where you've been. Maybe it's a new revelation you need. Or maybe it's just something God spoke to you years ago and he wants you to pick it back up. But this morning, now, I believe God has said that he's been preparing your heart. And it's time to receive. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand? Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Now come on, get your faith out there because God's about to do something. How many of you believe that God's about to do some things? Hallelujah. Get your expector out there and get your receiver out there. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, I ask, Lord, that you soften the hearts of the people. God, just soften their hearts and open their ears, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened that they may know what is the hope of your calling. And Father God, that you're going to push them past their comfort zone. God, you're going to get them out there where if you don't come through, they're going to fall. And God, you always come through. So God, this morning, prepare the hearts. I pray over the ears. I pray that you'll hear and you'll listen. And miracles are going to be done this morning because of what God is doing. Not because of what anybody else is doing or has done or said. But he's going to do something just because he's God. Oh, glory to God. And just because he loves you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Begin to pray in the Spirit.
Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. I'm going to tell you that there's some of you that just need a miracle this morning.
For what you've been believing in the past. Get that and then push out, okay?
Mm-hmm. There's some of you that in Corinthians 10 it says, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And there's some of you that are worn in your mind as with thoughts. And you need to take and speak to those thoughts if they're contrary to what you're believing God for. And you need to cast them down. You need to cast them out. The voices that are worn against you to receive what God has for you. Speak to those thoughts. Negative thoughts are not from the Lord. They're from the enemy. He wants you to think that that's your thought, but doubt is a spirit, just like fear is a spirit. And you speak to those doubts. You speak to those thoughts that are contrary to the Word of God, and you bring them into captivity. That means you literally then decide. Faith is a decision. Decide. When I pray, that's when I received. Amen. Believe when you pray, believe that you receive. If you believe that you receive it, okay, now it's your place to bring things into alignment. Then you begin to declare it. Amen. You begin to call it done. Doesn't care, make a difference what you see, what you feel, but you take authority over those words. There's some in here that you're getting ready to step out into some new areas. There's numbers of you, and God's been speaking to you. I think at least four or five of you that God is speaking to you, that it's time for you to, by faith, step out into some new arenas in your life because God's wanting you to move forward. Speak to those thoughts that tell you you can't. Speak to those thoughts that tell you, go ahead.
Well, I want to tell you that the two of us, I want you to shut your eyes. Use your spiritual imagination. We're going to help you pull those strongholds down, okay? Bev and I are going to use our faith to help pull those strongholds, pull up some weeds that's been in there. You close your eyes and begin to see that. Begin to see that, those things that have stood in your way. And watch us get in there with you and begin to pull that out. We just pull it out. Can you see it? In Jesus' name, we just get hold of it with our faith. You may think that's strange or weird, but honey, don't knock it till you've tried it, okay? We're going to pull that.
Speak and say, I come out of agreement with doubt, with negative words, with anything that tells me I cannot have what the Lord has told me I can have, what the Lord is speaking to me. And I choose today to come into agreement. I set myself, I position myself to be in agreement with what God is telling me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
You know what? There's some back problems here that you can hardly stand because you're in such pain. Right now, we're going to pull that out of you. We're pulling that back pain out of you now.
Release it.
Release it. Grab on to the Word of God. By His stripes, you're healed. We pull that shock and trauma out of your body in Jesus' name. Out of your shell membranes, out of your lymph nodes, out of your adrenal glands in Jesus' name. Memories that keep floating up. We pull them out, and we call your backs healed. I command pain to leave you now. Every bit of that pain, all that swelling of the muscles, in Jesus' name, all that hardness of the muscles, in Jesus' name, all that pinching of the nerves, we call that down now. Bev and I agree, and when any two of us agree as touching anything, will be done of our Father which is in heaven. And Bev Tucker and Evelyn Gibson agree this day, September the 29th, 2013, that all back pain, did you hear me? I said all back pain must leave you now.
Now. In the name of Jesus. Now. And any discouragement, come out right now. Come out. All that discouragement, all that hopelessness, all that resigning. It's been like a resigning. You just have given up and resigned to it. And Father, we come out of agreement with that. We repent in the name of Jesus. And God, we bring ourselves back into alignment with the Word of the Lord God. And we build a stronghold today according to your Word that says, by His stripes I am healed in the name of Jesus. God, I come out of agreement today with back pain. And I come into agreement with the word of God that says himself took all my infirmities and bore all my diseases, bore all my pain in the name of Jesus. So therefore, pain, I speak to you and I tell you, you do not belong to me. You are a work of the of darkness, and I've been redeemed right now from the works of darkness. I have been redeemed. Therefore, I receive today, God, what you have for me. And I say, pain, pressure, go, go. You speak to it. You Amen. Speak that this is your body. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I command every voice of pain right now to go. I command even those voices that have caused me to resign to the pain, leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And we speak to cancer. There's some of you that have been attacked with cancer. We speak to cancer. I don't care how long you've been there. I tell you, you come out now. Do you hear me, cancer? We are taking you out in the name. I said we are taking you out. I pull that spirit of death out of you. That spirit of cancer, I pull it out of you now in Jesus' name. I speak to the discouragement. I command discouragement to leave. I command that resigning to die. I call that out of you in Jesus' name. I said come out. In Jesus' name, I call life into you. Life into you. In Jesus' name. I said, cancer, you leave him today. You leave her today. In Jesus' name. Get your hands off now. In Jesus' name. We have some authority. We use that authority in the name of Jesus. Well, God, I use the name of Jesus. Just like we did on pain, we use it on cancer. And I say, you come out now. And I declare you healed in Jesus' name.
The Lord's showing me right now that in the room right now, there's a very strong anointing to remove the spirit of religion. How she was talking earlier about how the spirit of religion will block certain mindsets that the Lord is trying to show you and that he's trying to free you from and trying to get you to when it comes to revelation in the Word. And there's a whole lot of that in the room right now. There's a whole lot of people that are basically, if you feel like you're held at a point where you can't see something new, like you, if he's not showing you something new right now, there's a problem. And that can mean something to every single one of us here. So the Lord is showing me right now that there's a whole lot of aspects to the spirit of religion. And they're all limiting aspects that would limit you from reaching where the Lord wants to get you and from reaching the abundance and the freedom that he has for you. So we all need to come out of agreement with that, because he can show every single one of us in this room something new. But anything that would hold you at that point would be a limiting spirit of religion. And like I said, there's a very strong anointing in the room right now to remove that spirit of religion, but you have to acknowledge the fact that you're dealing with that or struggling with that spirit before it can be removed from you. So right now, I take authority over every single spirit of religion, every form of it, every spirit that would lead you to believe that you already know everything that there is to know, every spirit of religion that would block revelation, that would make you feel like you're okay in an area when you are not okay there. I take authority over the spirit of religion right now, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every single scale, on every single spiritual eye, on everybody's spirit. I break those scales right now in the name of Jesus. Those spirits that tell people that everything is okay and this is not for you, I break those scales right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And Father, we come against a spirit of insanity in Jesus' name. God, we have put up with you long enough. No more. No more. That religious thing that has caused the insanity in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I mean, hanging on to performance and trying to work your own way. In Jesus' name, I pull that out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Did you hear me? I said, you foul spirit, you have been given two orders from two different people now to leave, and you must leave now in Jesus' name. Release in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Maybe you have just thought, well, that's just the way I am. That's the way I've always been. Let it go. Let it go. God wants to make you into that person that he can just flow through.
They're like hindrances that you know you need to be believing for something, but there's always the ifs or the whats.
Yep.
Those are what you need to step over today. Those are it's religiosity, it's spirits of tradition and religion that you've been taught in churches, spirit-filled churches. But they're not in alignment with the word of the living God. So today, I come against every lie, every spirit of deception from religion in the name of Jesus. We come against man's traditions that have made the word of God of no effect. That religious spirit, I bind it, I render it inoperative. We unhook it today in the name of Jesus. I command it to come out of literally the thalamus where it locked in the name of Jesus. And I command right now lies of the enemy to come down and to go now in the name of Jesus. Even spirits that have told you you cannot believe God to be a multimillionaire. We break it in the name of Jesus. There's people in here. You have stepped out to believe God in business, to receive and become a giver in the king, and to even finance the kingdom of God. But things have gotten, they're like little obstacles, little hindrances that have gotten in your way. So you receive them rather than push beyond them, rather than make them come down because of religious spirits that have taught you in the past. And Father, I command right now, spirit of religion, I bind you and I command you to come out now. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Now you start calling it out. Call it out. Spirit of religion that says God might heal you, but it might not be his will. Today, come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirits of religion that tell you that your children are not going to come into the kingdom of God. Leave now. In the name of Jesus. Expel. Expel in the name of Jesus. Loose.
And now there's one other thing. That may not be the last thing, but there's one thing we're going at. We're going after addictions. In Jesus' name. You know what? You think, well, I don't have an addiction. Check your heart. We're all addicted to something. Habits and addictions. And you know what? We can call spirits of addiction out of you, but if you don't change that mindset, if you don't begin to renew your mind, you won't make it. Because your body and your mind has been used to going places, and if you don't stop it from going there, you're going to be messed up. So if you've got a problem with even generational addictions, but I'm telling you, if you're ready to get rid of that thing, and maybe you think, well, I got to work another 6 months or 2 years. You know, I'm just started on this. We can get rid of it this morning. Because Bev's going to go after that spirit of addiction. And we're going to enforce that thing. And it's coming off of you. You are no longer going to be in the torment that you've been in. Some of those, and some of you think, well, I've tried before. You know, I've been that road before. This morning, there's an anointing here to break addictions off of you. And maybe it's just habits. Maybe you just got a habit of doing something you need to get rid of. We always think, well, drugs and alcohol. Sometimes, or pornography, that's a big one too. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes there's just little junk in our lives that we don't need to put up with anymore. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to take my stuff back. Hallelujah. I'm ready to take the promised land. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
There's a lie in the room right now, in the spirit, that is telling people that that you're okay. Everything's okay. There's nothing. There's another lie that's telling people that you shouldn't be struggling with this. You've been a believer for a long time. You shouldn't be struggling with this. This isn't something that's for you. That's not the case. The revelation that God gives us through his word never ends. If there's not a new revelation that he can give you, there's a problem. There's something limiting you. So he's just showing me that there's a lock on several people in here that are holding them from receiving the fact that he's saying this spirit of religion is a problem. I need it out of my church. now so that we can move forward. There's people that are just not receiving that because of that lie that's going in their head telling them, this isn't for you, everything's fine, and that's a lie. There's never-ending revelation that can come to us through God's word. So, you guys just, we all, I'm not saying I'm not included here. I'm saying we all just need to come into agreement with what the Lord is saying and receiving that deliverance from that spirit.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Are you Hallelujah. Ready to give it up? Are you ready
Hallelujah.
To get free?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you ready?
You know, that religious spirit likes to help you keep everything you have. So, Father, we bind spirits of religion in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of addiction in the name of Jesus. I bind spirits of arrested development and that habit and that propensity to continue to walk as a child in the name of Jesus. And God, we literally go in, God, where people have been arrested in the past because of traumas. And God, we break off trauma right now. I call trauma out of the thalamus in the name of Jesus. I command literally where there's been like a squelching of your personality. And God, we release the people to come out of those places right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I take authority right now over tobacco. And I break off in the name of Jesus that spirit of nicotine. And I say, nicotine, you come out in the name of Jesus. I come against in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, even where you've used cocaine in the past, don't mean to mean you're using it now, but you've never been set free. And I speak to cocaine and I say, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of marijuana, that witchcraft spirit, expel. Come on, alcoholic spirits, alcoholic behavior, behaviors of drunkenness. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Never enough. Come out. That thing that says it's never enough. I break that devouring spirit. That thing on the inside, it's never satisfied. You can go ahead and you can feed it, but it's there tomorrow because it's never satisfied. I command it loose right now. God, we loose your people right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you alcoholic spirit, come out. Come out of the blood. Come out of the cell memory in the name of Jesus. Come out. Loose, loose. I command even in that addiction to be sick in the name of Jesus. I command right now that habit where it's easier to fall into self-pity and be sick. I break that off of you right now in the name of Jesus. You addictive personality, come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of that addictive behavior, addicting pain. Come out in the name of Jesus. I command even the multiplication of pain receptors right now. I break that off right now in the name of Jesus. We abort pain receptors right now, the multiplication of them in the name of Jesus. Loose. Loose. Amen. I speak to seizure spirits. Yes.
In Jesus' name.
I speak to seizures. And I command right now all that's sitting in the electrical chemical frequencies of your brain. Father, that short circuits. Yeah. I command that to come out right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all that short circuiting in the brain, all that stress, it comes in, some of it from stress, tiredness, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, all that condemnation and guilt and shame, expel. Come out in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath, release it, release it in the name of Jesus.
Does the word say, is anything too hard for God?
No.
God says that. Is there anything too hard for God? So I'm going to tell you something right now. Go with me. I'm going to call the memory of some of the things that you guys have experienced, even as little kids. There's some of you that were so abused as a little kid. You got such memory in there, and it's a replay over and over again, and just locked up. And so in the name of Jesus, I go in and pull out the memories. I pull it out of your cell membrane, the negative memories of your past, of the little kid who saw stuff he shouldn't have saw, shouldn't have seen, of that raping incident, of that abuse, in Jesus' name, of the cruel words that were spoken to you, of that rejection when somebody left you, that attack that was on you and has stayed in you, and you've replayed that and replayed that. I pull that out right now in the name of Jesus. I pull it out of your cell membrane. I pull it out of your brain hookup. I pull it out of your memory. I pull it out of your adrenal glands and out of your lymph nodes. I pull it out of your thalamus in Jesus' name. And I speak into you what you need to make you calm. We just agree. We agree. This may be stranger than anything you've ever heard of, but just go with us. Come on, if you want to be free.
Some of you feel like you don't even know why you can't go forward. That's why.
Jesus,
we release you with the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. We unlock every door. We unlock those places that you've been locked up for years and held in bondage in the name of Jesus. We unlock them. We unlock them and we say, come forth out of that dark place.
Just take a deep breath and let it go. Come on.
In the name
of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it go.
Come out of that trauma. Come out of that abuse. Come out of that condemnation. Come out of the shame. Come out of the rejection. Come out of the hopelessness. Come out of the bitterness and the unforgiveness. Come out of those places right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We pull that up. And God, I ask that they only remember the good stuff that happened. God, connected with those issues, God, that they won't remember how mean that dad was. They won't remember how awful that was, but they'll remember some good things that have come. And Father, that all that will come out of their memory and their mind. You can let it go. Hey, you can let it go. Bless God, there have been people who have been so abused and they can't even remember the abuse now. But they'll remember something good that happened. Maybe a father that was a good provider, but he abused them, maybe even sexually abused. But all that can be pulled out. And what you remember is that he was a good provider. Let God do that for you this morning. Hey, there's an anointing here to get that done. Hallelujah. You say, well, I come to have somebody lay their hands on me. Listen, God wants to lay his hand on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord's showing me also right now that in the area of addictions, there's mindsets that can be addictions, because they're mindsets that bring false comfort. Mindsets that are just like drugs supposedly bring comfort to the people who are addicted. There's mindsets that can bring false comfort to them as well, when it comes to things that people hide behind, like pride, arrogance, and false confidence. So the Lord's showing me that he wants to remove all those things from people, because that wall that you build up of pride and arrogance and false self-confidence, he needs to get behind that wall as well. So right now, we take authority over those every false wall that people build up of pride and of arrogance and of false self-confidence, and we break those walls right now in the name of Jesus. Those counterfeit spirits, we break those walls right now in the name of Jesus, and we command those spirits to leave in the name of Jesus.
Of alcohol, I'm sorry, but those voices of alcohol, those voices that keep speaking to you and saying, you need me. I speak to that voice and I cut it off right now in Jesus' name. I speak to that voice and I cut it off. That voice of drugs that says, you've got to have me, you've got to have me. I cut it off right now. I cut it off in Jesus' name. I say, shut your mouth. And go in Jesus' name.
We speak to every false comfort, every spirit that lies and exalts itself over the knowledge of God, and we break it right now in the name of Jesus. We call it down and we break it in the name of Jesus.
And I speak to broken hearts. There are some of you here that are so broken because you've been hurt so badly. And I call a broken heart out in Jesus' name. Some people have been broken for years, but there's some of you that it's fresh. So we call that out now. All that pain, all that rejection out of your heart, I command that to come out now in Jesus. I said come out in Jesus' name. All that pain, all that rejection, all that hurt, all that just overwhelming pain, No hope. No hope. Not being able to see past what's going on right now. I call that out right now. Get a boshanda in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Igalibuhiya sanda. Indohiya sanda. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus now, God, I thank you. We just release the healing virtue into the hearts, into the bodies, into the minds, the will, the emotion. God, in Jesus' name, we release healing into the brokenness. God, you said, is there no healer in the house? So God, we pour in the balm of Gilead, that oil and the wine of the master. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I speak healing into broken bodies and spirits that have been crushed. In Jesus' name, a wounded spirit, who can bear? So we call a wounded spirit out in Jesus' name. And we release the power of God. I release the power of God in Jesus' name. Now, just receive it. We're just releasing what God is. It's not us doing it. It's God doing it. But we're releasing that power. We're just releasing that authority that we have over the enemy. I just speak that into your lives, and I call you whole, well, and sound in the name of Jesus. God is doing some miracles here, people. Just doing some miracles.
I just speak right now to hidden wounds. Wounds that you've pressed down. You don't even remember that they're there. You need to come out of agreement with them, and you need to tell those wounds, I don't want you. You don't belong to me. And I tell you to leave me. I command right now. You speak to you. Some of you need to learn. You can speak to these things as well as any of us up here. Now you start speaking to those things in the name of Jesus. God, I command woundedness that's been repressed and hidden. I take the light of Jesus Christ and we shine the light of Jesus into those dark places right now. And God, in the name of Jesus, we say woundedness. We don't want you anymore. No. You get out in Jesus' name. Say that. Come on. Those of you that need to say it. Woundedness, I don't want you. I come out of agreement with you. You don't belong to me in the name of Jesus. And I tell you to go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. And I receive today that word of healing. I receive the word of restoration in the name of Jesus. Lord, take my life and make every crooked place straight today. I speak to all the crookedness in the name of Jesus. And I commit all those crooked places to go in the name of Jesus. And God, I receive you, Lord, making you, God, are the one that God makes the things straight in my life. So Father, I receive that as done today. Every crooked place made straight. Every part of my life, God, bring it into alignment. God, cause a shifting in my life. God, in the name of Jesus, God, I speak to those things that are out of place and I say, come into alignment in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in that name right now, God, we release the authority of the name of Jesus.
Amen. Jesus. And you know what? I really don't feel that we're to lay hands on anybody. I mean, I don't feel bad if you come to get hands laid. Let the Lord lay his hand on you. You have received. You have received this morning. I'm telling you, broken hearts have been healed. I mean, you're not going out of here like you came. Hallelujah. Now, if you need to talk to some of us, we'll be here to talk to you. But I really don't feel that you need to look to anybody to lay their hand on you. But just Jesus. God wants you to show, let him show you that he's the healer this morning. Hallelujah. And you know, that's always hard for us because we like laying hands on people. I'm going to pray a blessing on you. I ask you to remember, next week we won't have a service, but the following week we will. It'll pick right back up. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just bless these people. God, what a precious people that you've given us, Father, here to minister to. So, God, we put them in your hands, believing, God, you'll keep what we give to you. And I commit these to you. I thank you, God, that this week that you're going to just show them miracles all through the week, God. The miraculous is going to come into their lives, God. And, Father, I just thank you that lives have been turned around this morning, God. And they're not going out of here like they came. And, devil, you're done. You hear me? We mark every one of these with the blood of Jesus. And I say you're done. You are not going to attack them the way you've been attacking them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I say get your hands off and get out. In Jesus' name. And pain, you're done. You're done. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we are taking back what God promised. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God.